something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to come alive.
Brian, are you okay?
I have to be the bat.
Brian, are you okay? You had to come out of your sarcophagus.
I had to be. Listen, all I know is this.
Yes.
When I did aerial yoga twice,
yes,
they have you do a position where you hang upside down,
yes,
as a bat.
Okay.
And I have two words.
Talk to me.
Plus one. So three words for Robert Pattinson.
Uh-huh.
I'm the Batman. Do you understand?
Wait a minute. So I'm sorry. That felt like a threat. Like I was doubting you. And guess what? Honey, you are the Batman of this podcast.
Well, as a very famous person, Arden, yes, of course I'm threatened by Robert Pattinson's career.
Can I just say, Robert Pattinson has been coming after you for years. You would have been such a better Edward Cullen.
I totally believe
Ken,
you.
I would be your Bella.
Oh, of course.
I would be your Bella.
Of course. You would have been the perfect Lydia Tarr. Get passed over.
Hello and welcome to another episode of
I Can't Believe It.
No autographs, but I can't believe it.
This is our sophomore effort.
This is our sophomore effort. And guess what? We've got a star.
Like
here
a true
with
star, though.
No, like
the lead in movies.
No, literally, the press is here. They're in the bushes.
Did anyone follow you in scuba gear? Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You know our next guest from Jurassic World. You know her from The Wrong Missy. You know her from Orange Is the New Black.
Orange, you're a good girl.
Orange, you're a good girl. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Lapkus.
I'm so happy to be here.
You're our second guest.
Well, I had to break through. Like, you have paparazzi that kind of lives outside
everywhere
of your place.
Everywhere. They wear bushes on their faces.
I noticed that.
Yeah,
because I wasn't sure if that was just how that person looked.
No.
They'd be very sick otherwise.
They would have growths coming up. I recently
saw
that.
They would be on The Last of Us.
They would be like Pinocchio, that boy, like when he had to lie. Did you see the Guillermo del Toro version? Pinocchio had to save Geppetto, and he had to lie and make his nose grow like a tree shrub
I've
to get him out of the story. Out of the
this
whale.
Doesn't make any sense. So far.
It was like growing like a shrub.
I'm sorry, are you sure it's pronounced that way?
Pinocchio.
Because I read it as Pinocchio.
I read it as mozzarella.
Okay. I read it as Pinocchio. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Oh, okay, now that's a movie I'd like to see grow.
Oh my God, Lauren, I just had a vision of Pinocchio. I just had a vision of a calling of a press thing, which I'm just going to put into the background.
Don't even. I can't bring this
up. No, she's not going to bring it up. I know the story, and I have to say it. It tickles me from the guts
out. It's the funniest story that anyone's ever told, and no one's ever heard. Exactly. It's the funniest story. It's the greatest myth of all time.
Listen.
Even Dr. Banana. Shout out Dr. Banana. Shout out Katie Levine.
On the ones and twos.
They don't even know this story. This is the greatest story. Maybe at the end. Maybe we'll be close enough by the end of the podcast.
But, and I'm not part of it?
No, no, you're here.
Oh, you mean by today?
Today.
Well, wow, I thought you meant when this podcast wraps up its fourth season.
By the way, you're going to be our 40th, guest.
40th, excuse me.
You're going to be our
season finale. You're going to be our series finale guest.
Series finale guest.
We'll check
you
my
are
schedule.
Getting a gift card today.
I am.
Yes.
You're getting a $75.
And by the way, American Express. That gift card was made in the U.S. of A.
Okay, well, it better be. And you better believe that I'm going to go straight to the Mall of America and spend that shit.
What are you going to get?
Swipe. What are you going to get? A new thong bikini.
Holy hell.
By the way, those are the fact that I mean,
the
look.
The way they expect us to have. No pubis.
By the way, also, look, I don't mind the shape of my ass. I got a fine ass.
Sure.
The actual flesh.
Do I want everyone to see the skin of my ass?
It's fine in a bathing suit. The skin.
It is a tall order to think that we're all going to have our full-on assholes on display at the beach.
I don't want my asshole on. Now, which brings us to no autographs, please.
Oh, don't you dare bring it back to me. Oh, okay. Because you know my experience.
Okay, I want also to say, we've both traveled with Brian to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And now, you missed this. Brian was going on a date. Brian went on a bunch of dates from Rhode Island. When we went again.
Without me.
But you're welcome. You were invited.
Well, you were invited. I know.
You have a life and a family. You have a life and a family. Brian.
You went without me.
Brian.
Your choice.
Brian got ready to go on a date.
Yes.
He was wearing a bathing suit with a windbreaker tucked
what
in.
What was the date?
Tucked in. Like, he
sailing
tucked in.
Date?
He tucked in
no,
a
wait,
windbreaker.
I was going to Newport.
Tucked in. He tucked into his bathing suit.
Let me understand.
Like drew drawstring.
Drew the string.
And wore,
the bathing
boat shoes.
Suit was like panty shorts.
And like boat shoes with a tucked in windbreaker that he'd walked to the, of course.
And my tennis hat.
Did
you expect to go in the water?
No, I didn't think that was going
to
happen.
Did you expect him to be wearing a bathing suit as well?
You have to understand. No, because we were going to a place in Newport that looked kind of like fancy.
So you wanted to wear your best outfit?
Literally, I was about to leave the house.
I need to understand.
I was about to leave the house and Arden goes, I think he deserves better than that.
Wow. So you put
that
on pants?
That sounds shittier than how she said it. It wasn't shitty.
No, she's a bitch.
No, I love my friend Brian and I felt like, I was as a divorcee.
Excuse me.
Back in the market.
Yes. I had not actually activated any accounts yet.
Yeah.
I was more asking questions.
Right.
So the idea of going on a date was scary to me.
Right.
And I was like,
you're like, is this what you would wear?
I just didn't know.
Is this what it's like out there?
So that I was like, so I knew when I started dating, I had to get a windbreaker. I had to get men's trunks.
Right.
I had to tuck it in. I had to get boat shoes. I had to get a tennis hat.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Did you change your outfit?
No.
Yeah, no, I did end up putting on a shirt with a collar.
Okay.
But it was a beautiful, I mean, it was like a bib collar.
You know what I mean? Yes.
And a shawl collar.
Am I wrong in thinking that if two men are going on a date, one won't be mad to see the other's penis outlined by a bathing suit?
You know
I don't think that
I
would be.
I think that's true because all every man wants to send, not necessarily receive,
yeah.
All any man on earth wants to send is just a close-up of his dick and or balls.
Now, I remember you got one and it said, we were there and it just said uncut, what did it say?
Uncut gems.
First of all, uncut gems. And I am talking about the Adam Sandler movie. The dick is out of context.
The dick is cut.
Yeah. Okay, honey. No, what happened was someone reached out to me on Grindr and pickup line was the question that I was asked.
Yeah.
Big loads. That was it.
That was in Rhode Island.
Can you serve them?
You know, man, I like to think that I'm pretty virile. And all I know is you come around me.
Yeah.
Get out that fucking Pop-Tart, baby.
Yeah.
No icing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to fill up with sprinkles.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
This, can I just say?
Oh, I know.
I love talking in metaphors. So I don't know if
sprinkles
you got
come out of your pee-pee.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I went on a date with somebody who turned out to be not a nice person.
No way.
And the upshot that we know, and the upshot was I found out that he confessed again, I've not been on any date at all in years. When he confessed he was embarrassed that he basically like coughed dust. Like he had nothing, like nothing came out.
I have.
Now, how does that happen?
I didn't hook up with him. He told me his fear. You. He was worried about losing his hair. And you know this person.
Well, I'm pretending I don't.
Okay.
I know who this is. I have some hot goss.
Yeah.
Oh, give about. It to me.
I have a friend who works in entertainment.
Mary Hart.
It's Mary Hart, the white supremacist.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Is she a white supremacist?
There was a rumor that she spoke at like Trump rallies, and I don't know. I shouldn't even say that.
Okay.
Because I don't fucking know. But anyway.
Okay.
And I would hate to offend her, obviously. Apparently,
yes.
Propecia makes you come clear.
What?
Isn't that wild?
Huh.
Now, but the same amount. One that makes it come out like a color,
like a rainbow, like a swirl.
You're like an iridescent, like gas puddle.
Like I'm over at exact.
You know?
Yes. A shimmer and a shine.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with that yet.
There should be a pill you can take to make your cum come
out.
We should be putting things into our bodies that makes things come out of our bodies differently.
I do want to say this. There is such a thing. Back to the bikini thing. There is such a thing I have learned called a butt facial.
What is that?
Basically, but you have to like apparently go in. This person who, by the way, told me said it like, yeah, just go get one. You have to do it every week. And I'm like,
every week.
Crazy.
Well, people
how much money and time do they have?
They like Botox it. They like do all this stuff to make it like look
fantastic.
Wait,
that must be the butthole or the cheeks?
Oh, no, the cheeks.
That must be what a lot of these people are doing.
You'd have to.
Oh, no, I think they do. Yeah. Like, I think it's like a thing.
So wait, what do they do? They do, you can do Botox in your booty?
Yeah, it's called a butt facial.
I don't want to do that.
No, I'm not recommending it.
You know, I don't want to do that.
I feel like if I'm going to spend money on Botox, I shouldn't sit on it and have poo come out right next to it.
You're absolutely right. Can I just say your makeup's looking really... We'll get to your makeup routine later.
No, but you can't talk about that
now. Not yet.
Honestly,
you look good.
This isn't even the full routine.
No, we'll talk about that later.
Everyone knows at the end of this episode,
we make a peanut butter cake, and we talk beauty. We talk beauty and routines. Now, Brian, I want to give a shout out to our No Autographs Please of the Week.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who don't remember,
who are new from our one episode, that
if you couldn't remember from our one episode, because no autographs, please. Energy is sort of like a fuck it energy. It's someone who is blindly, sometimes delusionally confident, and we aspire to that confidence.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to give because we can be hard on ourselves.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like I want to incorporate some of that fake it till you make it. Like blind confidence.
So Hollywood bravado.
Hollywood bravado. So here's a person that I would like to nominate. This is circling back to the hometown of where you had your date in Rhode Island. So there's a general store. It's the only store in town. I'm going to give out shout out Wilbur's General Store.
I've been there.
She's been
there. I
bought
the shirt.
How great is that store?
Literally, we did.
How great is Wilbur's?
It's a fantastic store. What I love so much, you walk in and it kind of reminds you of old dime stores from back in the day.
Completely.
It has like a Woolworth's feel.
Yes.
From 1922.
It has like wooden creaky floors.
But then you kind of go into other rooms and there's like good homeware, like nice like napkin sets and like, you know, butter dishes.
Soaps,
and
candles.
Yes, beautiful.
All of that.
And then you keep going and you can go to like the paint department. You can get chains for your Anna, you've been there. And this is the only store in town. This is it.
And that's honestly where my, you know, bike comes to a sputter stop. Because I feel I need many stores and many options.
That's right.
I don't know that I could handle
one store.
One store. I guess I start like ordering everything online.
It's like Nordstrom, though. It's like the Nordstrom a little Compton.
Yeah, but it's like the Nordstrom where everyone knows everybody's business. And
well, then I hope you don't ever move to communist Russia from back in the day because you have very few options.
Thank you. That's right.
Are we really going to have this fight again?
No. You're right. I said we wouldn't do this again.
That's why they got divorced. That's why you two got divorced.
That's why we got divorced.
That's why you got divorced. That's
from different people.
We got divorced at the Super Bowl. Separately.
It was the divorce Super Bowl.
Our fight was so bad, we had to divorce different
everyone
people.
Everyone else.
Oh my God, I hate, fuck you, fuck fudge you, fudge college, mom.
Yes.
Fudge all
you. Never
y'all.
Swear in front of me. Thank you for fixing
Thank
that.
Thank you, fudge Honestly. You, fudge you.
Fudge you. Is that fudge for the video? You. We can't say
fudge
the
you.
F?
Nope, that was from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This son goes, you know what, mom? Fudge college, honestly. Fudge that. Fudge college.
I did see the fudge college shirts. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's incredible. Like fudge college,
that
honestly.
College font.
So here's my shout out to No Autographs Please Energy of the Week. There was a woman who shall remain nameless from my hometown. She had no teeth and she smoked a corn cob pipe. She was a little old lady.
She sounds like my future.
It's like
she's
me.
Been aspirational so far.
So she would hang out at Wilbur's at the counter and just like fucking hold my mom would be like, oh shit, there's so-and-so all day. You're like, you didn't want to get cornered by her.
Yeah.
But she didn't have a driver's license. And there's no, obviously, there's no Uber, nothing, no taxi, whatnot. So she would—
Where would she go?
Literally just to Wilbur's and back. That's it.
I do also want to say the only Uber I've ever seen available in Little Compton, for it takes 45 minutes to get there, A. B, the only option is Uber Pet. Every time.
To throw your dog in and go take it to your ex's house?
Your yak.
Or
your yak. You don't have just a dog. You have a yak. You've got chickens.
Yak.
There's a chicken caboose.
I need
caboose.
My yak is, to be carted.
So this woman would hang out. She'd order groceries, but she couldn't bring them home because it's also way too far. Everybody lives miles away. So she would have like some of the local teens, these boys, like these like teenage boys, college boys, they would get hired to drive the groceries to her house.
Okay.
Shout out Noah Gressley. She would then proceed to—
You shout it at your own podcast?
No, shout out, she's, shout out her energy, no autographs, please. She would literally be buck naked answering the door in like a robe or like a full,
oh!
Like she would greet them like, hello, hello, young man, like college boy.
Love it.
That is the delusion of she would like greet
but
them in the doorway.
But she looked like an anthropomorphized troll doll.
That's right. Yeah. She had a corncob pipe, no teeth, and everybody knew if you get sent groceries, that's a real no autographs, please.
That's
energy.
Wonderful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Well, yeah, I guess my hometown had a person who was bold, to say the least. And one year she sent Christmas cards to everyone in the neighborhood.
That's nice. That's very nice. Everybody loves a Christmas card.
It was really
card.
Thoughtful.
Very sweet so far.
And I love thoughtfulness.
It was like a green card with a gold wreath on the front.
Gorgeous.
And it said in her script, go to hell.
Wait.
Did she have it printed up?
No, but for
did she
real.
No, she wrote it in her handwriting. It was in pen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there a message in there? Just, like,
just said, go to hell.
That, by the
and
way.
And everyone got one.
I knew you would like it. I told you you were going to like it. I told you you were going to like it. I told you you were going to like it.
First of all, what I love about that, A, is everything. B, it is very confident. C,
it's confident.
We never, I got to say, because you're from the Chicago area.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
Evanston.
Obviously from New England.
Little Compton, Rhode
Little
Island.
Content, little content. Yeah. Texas doesn't have that sass. It would be like bless your heart or something is the deal.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But you know, underneath, I feel like it has way worse going on.
No. It is.
Because this was sort of like shocking and kind of hilarious.
No, that is fabulous.
Yeah,
by the way,
really
the real names of both of these women I know and they're incredible.
I have one hometown hero to talk about.
Talk to me.
She was my sex ed teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already
my
a hero.
My personal.
Oh, okay. No, she came over to explain
private
charts.
Tutorials. No, and she would always, and the class would like sort of snicker when she said it.
Sure.
But she only said, she pronounced it mature,
uh-huh.
which truly makes me sick.
Yeah. Mine did too. Mine said mature.
Mature, maturity.
Yeah. Mine said puberty.
And she would also say,
puberty is
and
good.
Ladies, as you develop the bosom, she would say bosom.
Yeah.
And it's didn't like care, they want you to time. Laugh. It's like, she's at home going like, haha, I said bosom.
Mine said mature. Pubic hair, pubis.
Pubic, yeah, pubic.
Pubes, pubes. And then she would also, she taught us about golden showers. And she said,
wait, what?
She said, quote, and now again, this is back in the day.
No, of course.
And this is Massachusetts.
Yeah.
She said, some homosexuals are aroused by urinating on one another.
Oh my God.
I See, not,
that is
no.
perfect.
I had not held hands with a boy.
I want
not,
that on a belt.
And that's such a leap.
She taught us about Cleveland steamers, and I had to, and I had to actually confirm. I'd not even held hands with the boy.
Why is she jumping ahead of like explaining the pieces of a body?
Right.
Like, let's just understand.
Why not?
My teacher was definitely like a kind of butch lesbian in retrospect,
sure.
but we didn't catch
as
any of
was
that.
Mine, by the way.
Okay,
yes.
Mine and smelled like tuna fish and cigarettes.
She was fabulous. Really like kind of like hardcore like person, like just kind of like a intense, strong energy to her.
Uh-huh.
And she had these two big dogs that she called bitches
because uh-huh.
they were female. Uh-huh. She was like, "These are my
hate
bitches."
That. I know uh-huh. they, uh-huh. There was a. It's always dog like. Dog breeders or people like that who call them that. Studs and bitches.
Yeah. Horrible. I'm like, okay.
That should have been the name of our show.
Studs and bitches.
That is so upsetting.
It's
so
a lot. Funny. It's a journey.
I love it.
Will you, before we sign off, will you give a shout out to the hero at the dump when you, and another Little Compton hero, when you tried to find out the schedule?
I went to the Little Compton dump, which if you don't know is, I'm going to compare it to... whatever Knott's Scary Farm is in the rest of the year. Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the dump is like a great place to go.
It's yes.
A, no, you
it's
don't
really,
even know.
It's so fun.
Because there
it's,
are
you didn't
stations.
Get to go. There's really
where
fun.
You can get, pick through the shit.
There are
you,
hills.
No, you have to drive. You're literally like driving on like a roller coaster.
It feels like you're
so
on a roller coaster.
Fun. If you've never been to a small town dump.
You do. Because,
I've never been any dump.
Because you walk
Anna,
in.
Anna, you've been to the dump. Will you? Can you? This is our now, producer, Dr. Banana.
How
Dr.
many
Banana,
days does it take staying in Little Compton before you end up at the dump? Because I stayed
like a
there.
Week.
Because okay. we had an Airbnb, so we didn't have to deal with our own trash.
Oh.
We didn't have to deal.
Anna, you actually got lucky. You didn't have to take your trash out.
No, you didn't get lucky. We were the lucky ones.
I
want
to go to the dump, apparently.
Anna, what were your thoughts on the dump?
It was great. I love the sort of organizational sort of structure they have going on there.
It feels like a ride. It's like Knott's Berry Farm.
You run into people. You can have small talk.
People leave out things, items. They leave out chairs. You can like,
you can find something good, maybe.
You can find something good. Okay.
It's possible.
So, Brian, we love the dump.
I love the dump.
First of all, I was a celebrity at the dump.
You were because you ran into someone with a very, very fun name to say if you're from Rhode Island.
He popped out of the
trash can.
And he said,
spaghetti on his
what
head.
Did you hear?
Your friend?
What did he say?
Is that Aden? It's Sean Martin.
Yeah.
It was Aden, wonderful.
Wow. Aden and Sean Martin. We went to school together.
Yeah, it was
obsessed.
Perfect.
Aden, Sean Martin. Those are two, three great names to say from Rhode Island.
For sure.
I love it.
Okay, so then you had to find out if we could bring the trash to the dump.
I was tasked with the responsibility. And I drove.
Look at you. Look at your eyes
my
closed.
Taurus.
Uh-huh.
That I think we had rented.
Yeah.
And I went to the Dickens Arden and said, you've got to find out if they're open on Sundays.
You got to rent a Taurus. You've got to
rent a Taurus. I drive to the dump and I ask the guy, are you guys open on Sundays? He looks at me like I have just absolutely taken a frying pan and smashed it on his face.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, Sundays. No, we're not open on Sundays. And I was like, oh, okay. I just wasn't sure. He goes, and we're not open on Wednesdays. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So
good
now I
know.
He's like, yeah, we're not open Wednesdays or Sundays.
Uh-huh.
I was like, got it. Okay. And he goes, yeah, we're not open Wednesdays, but we're not open Sundays. So the way you can remember it, I must have looked
like I'll never
biggest
forget.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For sure, this is imprinted on me. It seemed like Wednesday is the day when like normally people aren't closed.
Yeah.
Sunday, everyone's closed. So it's like one for another. And I was like,
I
it.
Love this mnemonic. No, this is amazing because I will make up mnemonic devices that make no sense like this.
Yeah.
And then like, that's how I remember where I parked or whatever. Like I'll be like,
right.
So if I park on like 3B, I'll be like 3B or not 3B. But I'm like, that's not helpful because it makes you want to think 2B or not 2B.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's the one that's not to be, it's 3B.
Right.
Like,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, he was a delight. And like you said, Lauren, I will never forget it.
I love him.
Now. Arden and I are going on a first date. Now, everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Everyone legendarily knows.
Everyone knows.
We go on a first date every week, and we use lines in this improv for the first date that people have sent in that are the worst lines that they ever heard on, worst thing they were ever told on a date.
Real lines that were the worst one lines that were said, taken out of context.
Correct.
And like not fake ones. We want the real, and you can either tweet to us at Arden Myrin, MYRIN, or at Brian Safi.
That's right.
Don't tag both of us because we don't want to see each
right,
other.
Right, we like to surprise each other.
Or you can email us at napspod1@gmail.com. We just need to hear
the number one.
The number one.
Yeah.
We just need the single line out of context that was said, and if we use it, we'll give you credit on air, and we're going to incorporate it. Lauren will be joining in on our bad date anytime before we say the line. We're gonna if it's coming up that was a real thing that was emailed
if
or
we're
tweeted in
a real thing.
We're gonna hear a bell like that.
Just like that.
It's a real bell. I bought a hotel bell. I bought a bellhop bell.
I know. I want to go get the luggage.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Go get it. Go get it.
There isn't. You know what? Let me explain improv, Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep the ball in the air, babe.
Whoa.
You know?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I'm obsessed. Okay, wait. Question,
yes.
Just technically, do I need to put my microphone to the bell or just hit it? Okay.
When we come back, we will be having a date at
the Cheesecake Factory.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We take you to the Cheesecake Factory, where our date is in progress.
Hey, you're a Hummer. Danica Trimble?
Yes. Oh, you must be Keir Alex.
It's actually Keen.
Oh, you're Keen.
I'm Keen Alex. K-I-E-A-E-N.
Well, K-E-A...
Okay.
Wait, K...
So what's it like to work for a dying company?
Okay, that's a little... rude. I mean,
no, I'm sorry. I'm just curious.
You know,
still trying to get Circuit City off the ground?
Look, Circuit City is not necessarily dying. Sure, we're no Best Buy, but I mean, what's it like? You know, I got to be honest with you. It's not my main job.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a day job. It's sort of a day job.
Oh.
You're a dog trainer, aren't you? Are you a dog groomer?
I am a dog. I'm a dog trainer and groomer, very wow. famously. And also. I'm really passionate about cyclist rights and fighting for cyclists to get the same respect on the road as drivers.
Well, I did notice that you were wearing bike shorts with a windbreaker tucked in and a mule, and I just thought that was a gorgeous
You noticed
choice.
My mule?
I noticed your mule.
I mean, can we get a fucking table here? What's the deal?
Yeah, can we get a table
hi,
here?
Hi. I'm sorry. I have to get this library book back by tomorrow, so I was just trying to finish it.
What?
So.
What book is it?
This is Great Expectations.
What is it?
Greg Expectations?
It's like a...
Is it like a young adult version of Greg Expectations?
Yeah. It's all about Greg. He's got big expectations, but I don't think he's ever going to see it through.
Okay,
but he has to try to. He's got a big chest match.
Okay,
chest.
He's got a big chest match.
Chest match.
Oh, okay. I think it's chest.
He's really good at chess.
I didn't know that teens were still wearing like the out of mouth headgear.
Oh, I'm not a teen.
Oh, sorry, I mistook that. Okay, how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Well, I'm 42.
Oh,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, at first I didn't realize what a big head you have because your boobs are so big that it all looks proportional.
That
you
is
know what?
Fresh.
Can I just say I appreciate that I'm finally balanced out. I did have some surgery to correct. I had quite a large chest.
Can I say something in your defense?
Yes.
I am not interested in dating beautiful people.
Well, that should
work
out great.
I prefer interesting looking people.
Well,
like you.
Well, I want you to know, in retaliation to that, I just checked out every single guy here, and you're the hottest.
You're kidding.
Yes.
You checked them all.
This guy made me watch a video of him winning a foot race against his coworker in their office building that day, and he kept replaying it and got so stoked about himself that he got a boner.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. I don't know that I followed.
Come again?
This guy made me watch a video of him winning a foot race against his coworker in their office building that day, and he kept replaying it and got so stoked about himself that he got a boner.
Can I just say that I understand at Circuit City, you know what? Yeah, it's a dying company, okay, Keen? But when I choose to keep the morale up, I am assistant manager. I'm very proud of that. It's not my main goal in life, but you've got to have, we've got Circuit City Olympics. We compete against other, we have intramurals against other Circuit Cities. Team building.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for the question to be so antagonistic.
If people are running too slowly and getting in my way during a race, I'll elbow them so they fall down.
But you know what?
Can we get a table, please?
I'm going to be honest
with you. Oh, yeah, let me check the iPad.
Okay.
Can we get a buzzer thing that we can hang on to?
Yeah, you can hold it up. Let me just kind of put you in the system.
Oh, okay. The last name is Trimble - Alex.
Trimble Alex?
Well, that's, if we get married, if she and I get married, that's going to be our.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her name first, my name second.
So your last name is Alex?
Yeah, my name is Keena. I want to tell you something. People get abducted and taken away from the things that they are the most familiar with in their lives.
What
okay?
do you mean?
I'm just saying that every day a tragedy happens.
Okay.
And here...
I remember now why I don't eat oysters.
You know what?
Can I just say, you seem like someone who would like Renaissance fairs.
I love them. I actually used to work at one braiding women's hair.
Whoa.
And men's.
Oh, just the name is Trimble - Alex. Table for two.
Table for two.
I already put it in, and you're in the system here.
Oh,
when this buzzes, you're on.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to just come back to my place and see my Sim City?
Oh, yes, baby.
Woo! Ooh, God.
Big money, honey.
That's fun. Oh,
yes.
Okay, that's fun.
Give it to me. You know, I work at an electronic store. I sell Texas Instruments.
Oh.
And I got to say, this buzz is
Wait, you came in and fronted at me about Circuit City, and you work at Texas Instruments?
Well, I was trying to relate to you, because I do know what it's
like. I'm going
to
take you to your table. I'm also your server.
Oh, shit. All right, table for two, not at the bar, in a booth, and not sitting next to either end of
I only serve at the bar.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, I'll get you on our server.
Todd.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Todd.
Here.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know if this is too forward.
Hi, just sit down right over here, and then I'll be right with you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Kimberly, I have to be honest with you.
Kimberly.
I need a menu that's the size of a binder. Can you make that happen for me?
Do you always wear glasses? Because my ex-husband wore glasses.
You know what?
I'm going to get you that menu right now.
It's clear you're not over your ex based on how much you've talked about him.
I've said one thing.
All I'm saying is move on.
Okay, look.
Did I finish my abduction story?
Oh, no. Okay, here we go.
Kimberly?
I don't think it was to me.
Kimberly, can I tell you my abduction
sure.
story?
Sure.
I'd like to hear it.
People are taken all the time.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? And gone to second locations.
Right.
Then if they
don't never get to a second location.
Ever.
It happened to me.
Oh, you were taken to a second
happened?
Location?
Yeah, well... He unzipped his jeans, laid Uh-oh. Back on the bed, and said that the buffet is open. And I...
Did he want you to eat
I didn't
eat
know
it?
You can eat.
Wait, what?
Why are you smiling?
Why do you see
that? Trauma makes me smile.
Wow, Kimberly, are you okay? Listen, guys, I'm a cop.
Wait, what?
I'm a cop.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
And I told you it wasn't my main thing, you know?
Okay.
I'm a cop.
Okay.
I'm a cop.
I'm so sorry. Can you just order now? Because
all right, I'll have
yes,
the quesadilla explosion salad.
Okay.
I'll have the...
5,000 calories.
Okay.
I'm
a cop. It doesn't matter.
I know.
Cops don't matter.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I meant cops diet.
Whoa.
Listen, here's what I would like, and I need you to take pen to paper.
Okay, I don't usually... I can do it all up here.
No, I guarantee you can't.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I need clam milanese.
I'm going to make a mnemonic device in my head to make this
I need...
Work.
Fettuccine al dente.
Uh-huh.
And I need...
Ooh, you're very international.
Italian fish.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So can you repeat that back to me?
Clam bidet.
Yes. Fettuccine.
Clam milanese.
Don't help me.
Okay.
fettuccine al dente.
Uh-huh, Kimberly.
And an Italian fish.
Whoa!
I'm going to Milan. In the South, they cook with olive oil, which comes from olives. Uh-huh. And in the North, they cook with butter, which comes from, I don't know, chickens.
Okay, I'll be right back with those. You know what? It's all frozen, and we just kind of... Yours is already made.
Thank God.
So, yeah, it'll just be ready in 2 seconds.
Honestly, because okay, I have to tell you, if something is not deep frozen,
okay,
and if something is not something I could recognize in a heartbeat through a freezer door...
Yeah.
Whoa.
This sugar...
Uh-huh.
Which I call myself?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Isn't appetized.
Now I remember why I don't eat oysters.
Oh, my God. You don't eat oysters either, Kimberly?
I don't. Who else doesn't?
Well, Todd. Where is Todd? Todd.
He's at the front.
Here.
What are you calling me?
Todd, you met Bajoria.
Yeah, Todd, are you all right?
Oh, my God.
Todd, are you all right?
I'm fine. I was falling.
How old are you now?
I'm 99.
Todd, you spilled some jelly on your shirt. Let me lick it off.
It's not jelly, but you can lick it.
Okay. I'm a cop.
I feel like I'm having dinner with my dad.
You remind me of my sister.
I really wanted to date your best friend, but since he has a girlfriend, I asked you out.
God, that kind of hurt.
I didn't know how to ask you out.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Mary thought we might have something in common.
She did.
Because we're both interested in fan fiction. But I just need you to know. Kieran, I need you to know that I've reevaluated my life, and I now believe anyone who reads fan fiction must be a pedophile. So since you do, I'm concerned that this won't work out.
You need to make more money. I'm a cop, and I work at Circuit City.
I'm going to get a pension.
You need to make more money.
I'll never forget what Mary told me when she talked to me about you.
What did she say?
Well, let's cut to it.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, my God. I have the best woman to set you up with.
God, you are like a prophet when it comes to dating.
I have a crystal ball that I look into, and I just know who the perfect match is. Right here, I see it. It looks like the wonderful Emerald City Wizard of Oz. We've got walking down the yellow brick road. It's the perfect woman for you.
Dorothy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Silly.
Sorry.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
But she did get her slippers off a dead witch.
Shit.
Okay, cut to... Okay, listen, Mary, I'm really lonely.
I know.
I do not want to be with somebody that wears glasses. You know that my ex-husband wore glasses.
I never want to hear about him again.
I mean, listen, he was weak. He had no upper body strength.
But he, and his glasses, obviously couldn't see for shit.
He had dead eyes.
Vision.
Bad genes. Anybody with glasses...
I see in my crystal ball, which I only need one eye open
for. Oh, Mary.
I see the perfect guy. He's a cowardly lion with the heart of the Tin Man.
Oh, Mary.
Mary,
yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Of course, sweetie.
Who is she supposed to be in this metaphor of Wizard of Oz?
So, okay, there's this character that we don't see much of in the original film.
Uh-huh.
Who kind of...
We're supposed to be... Excuse me, it's supposed to be a blind
date.
Sorry,
my split screen came together.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God, hi.
Hi.
I'm Keen.
Trimble.
You go by your last name only?
I go by Trimble. When you're a cop, you want to blend in as a lady cop / Circuit City employee. But I don't know. I'd really like for you to read my novel and give me feedback.
Cut back to the Cheesecake Factory. Do you remember how we used to get along when we met by accident?
I know, when we met on that split screen.
That was so cute watching that flashback.
Yeah, you liked it?
I loved it.
Kimberly.
What?
Don't come in on my date.
Okay, but can I just give you the best line? If you guys do end up going home, can we have a girl moment?
With me?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you guys do end up going home together,
yeah, let's
can
hear
I just
it.
Give you the perfect thing to
let's
say?
Hear
this
it.
Is like, this guy said this to me once, and like.
It felt really good. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try it on him.
It was amazing.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I guess it's something actually, it should be a guy moment.
Do you want to pull him aside?
Yeah, wait, you want to just come here?
Yeah. Just keep your hands busy. Trimble.
So, like, what you need to say, like, if you kind of want her to, like, go down.
You know, someone went down on me once in Beowulf, the movie.
Okay, well, you kind of get her in your room into, like, you know, a position.
Okay.
And you say, let's put those clarinet skills to use in the bedroom of your apartment.
Okay.
Wait.
Cut to his apartment.
Hey, just so you know.
Well, where's your SimCity? I thought we were here to look at your SimCity.
I know. It's in the other room, but I have to tell you before we get any further. My dick has two holes. one where it's supposed to be and then one on the top.
Like a blowhole?
So like it a makes whale. A noise.
Did you see that Pinocchio with the... It made a noise.
It does make a noise. When you blow on it... Have you ever been to the symphony?
No.
Oh, cut to the symphony. So this is a symphony. I know.
I know.
Do you want to meet the clarinet player?
Yes, I'd love to meet the clarinet player.
Sara.
What?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scream. Bye, everybody.
Oh, I was just saying show's over.
Oh, sorry. Sara.
Yeah.
My dearest heart.
Oh,
Danica Trimble.
Are you guys dating?
Yes.
Yes, we're on our third date.
I'm Danica Trimble.
She had never met a clarinet player, and I was wondering if you could, how do you perform it? Like, what? Okay. For instance, what is your process?
So you know how you have to put a reed on it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, so the Beyonce, suck on your right? Reed. Put a ring? Ring.
Uh-huh. Ring. If you blow it, then you should have put a reed on it.
Is that funny?
If you blow
I knew you'd
then
love
you
her.
Put a reed on
oh,
it.
Oh, so you put a reed on it.
Isn't she funny?
So you suck on your reed, yeah. And then you slap it on in the clarinet, what? Slap it in the bass.
I feel like you guys, how do you know each other?
Well, Sara used to...
We were adopted together at the same time.
And then she started going down on me.
Because there was no blood.
But,
relation.
What I want you to explain to her is how my dick has the two holes.
Oh!
I cannot. Okay.
So it's like
maybe
a clarinet.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned so that. It actually, right
it, so it, you know what? I should have...
So it actually makes sense.
I took it to a bad place.
Well, whatever. Truth's the truth. So anyways, as you can see, I'm an amazing clarinet player.
Yeah, obviously.
And he has a weenie that looks like a clarinet.
Yeah.
But kind of one that's not finished, really, if you're being honest, because it just only has one hole on the top and one at the top. Other top.
Huh?
He has two tops.
One on the top, one on the top.
Oh, yes.
And then one on the other top.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah, but it's not really that, I don't know. So anyways, what I'm trying to say is, you got to put the finger on the hole and go, booty, booty, boop.
And that's how you make the sound.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a kind of an elaborate way to get me.
Yeah? Do you want to take a express train down to
the D
train? Candyland?
To where?
Candyland.
Are you European?
No, I grew up having sex in Europe.
Wow, I've never encountered a woman with zero vulnerability.
Meet Danica Trimble.
Whoa! Well, listen, guys, the world is not a safe space, okay? I am a cop, and we are all threatened. And look, I don't make me say this, but while I don't use them regularly, I am hanging on to some automatic weapons because they are going to be worth a lot of money once they get banned.
God.
Yeah.
So you're sitting on a gold mine.
I'm sitting on a gold mine. And do I need vulnerability? Nah.
Well, now that you mention that, would you mind co-signing an apartment for my ex? I already sort of told him that you would. I figured that'd be fine.
The one that I wanted to go out with?
Yeah.
Sorry, I need you guys to go towards the valet.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
sure. God, symphony's over.
Symphony's over.
Back to Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
Todd?
Yeah.
Kimberly?
Yeah.
Danica?
Trimble?
I wanted... Actually, I don't even know why I called out Tom and Todd and Kimberly because I have absolutely nothing to say to you except that this took a lot of effort to get a table, okay? And you will be hearing about it.
Now I remember why I don't eat oysters.
Danica,
yes.
I know we've had a really, really rocky road.
Really rocky
road. Our
date in the future. I mean, you insulting my electronics career when yours is worse than mine.
You're right. And I realized I probably needed to be a little bit more humble. I was wondering if maybe you'd want to do this again.
Can I just say, I really like a bad boy. And I like somebody that makes me question, like, am I,
Your bill. Sorry, it hasn't been paid. I didn't mean to interrupt. It seemed like maybe you guys were going to kiss. But I just wanted to say, I can pay for dinner. I accused these guys who were bullies to me in high school of beating me up a year ago, and I got a bunch of money in the settlement because I'm a really good liar. So.
Wow!
I just wanted to say that before you guys left.
Wow.
So I got your dinner.
Thank you.
It's on them.
And we will be back.
Yeah.
We will be back. And so that means, like, we don't even leave a tip or anything, right?
No, okay, I don't even want one. I'd be offended.
Great.
Can I just say?
Yeah, tell me.
I feel seen by you. I'm going to write about you in my next novel.
I'd love for you to paint me. I'm like a portrait of me.
Like, just like we're Jack and Rose.
Yes.
But you're Rose and I'm Jack.
I'd love that.
And then I could have your steamy hand in the back of my car.
Absolutely. My bed is a door, so it'll work perfectly.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, whatever. Was it a door? Hey, Todd, what'd they float on in Titanic?
It flew on a door.
He doesn't know what I'm talking. He said flew. The Titanic was a boat.
The Titanic was...
Well, it was a ship that went down.
It's okay, perfect.
Which is where he wants me to go.
Well, it wasn't... The last time I thought about that, I
You got this, Todd.
You got it, Todd.
Is 9 to 5 the Dabney Coleman movie?
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, we got it.
Goodbye.
All right, I'm going home with you.
Come home.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Lauren, you know we're trying to become lifestyle influencers.
So we'd like to recap the date with you, talk about your beauty routine, but first and foremost, we're going to make you
the most healthy dessert with PB Fit.
Do you know of PB Fit?
Do you know about peanut butter?
I don't, but I'm happy to be sponsored by them.
It's powdered peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay.
And what it is it's dehydrated peanuts. So you know how, for instance, peanut butter has
4,000 calories and
like
700
grams of fat.
Totally.
So this has
70 calories.
70 calories. And it's basically just dehydrated peanuts.
Okay.
You mix this with water, it turns into peanut butter.
Yes.
You mix this with
egg.
Pumpkin, egg.
Are you vegan?
No.
Are you vegan?
Are you Carl Sagan?
Nay.
Then We're going to make you a delicious cake that you can make in the microwave. It only takes a few minutes. And by the way, it's legit good.
Well, I'm really excited. I also did bring my finishing touches.
Yes,
that
what did you bring that you would like us to cook with?
Oh, yes, we asked you to bring something.
What are we making? Because we also want our listeners to send us recipes. Oh,
that's
going to
be terrific.
What is it?
It is an Unreal dark chocolate peanut gem, which is basically just a peanut with chocolate around it and a hard candy shell. It's certified vegan, certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO, fair trade ingredients, colored by veggies, no sugar, alcohol, no soy ingredients, and sustainable ingredients.
A.K.A. disgusting.
No, it's really good.
Okay, so what we're putting in right now for our viewers at home, what are we doing, Brian?
Well, we're going to do our base, which is we're going to do 2 tablespoons of peanut butter powder. Okay.
I love your kitchen.
This is our gorgeous kitchen.
Thank you so much.
Now we do, we mix it. It's like a pumpkin pie, Laura.
You want to do sort of equal parts pumpkin.
Okay. Exactly.
And this is pure pumpkin, okay?
Last week, I made the error. I really screwed the pooch at the store. I got pumpkin pie, but it was tasty.
It was good.
I'm glad you got it right this time.
And then we're going to put in...
And then you mix this.
With an egg. Here's the egg.
You mix this. Okay.
Now, Lauren...
You want to combine these first two things first.
I love this.
But this is the part of the recipe I call first things first.
First things first.
Uh-huh. So you do a bunch of stuff, then you say first things first.
That's right. Do you want cocoa powder in it? You want to make it chocolatey?
I, of course, do.
Obviously.
I'm a chocolate
person.
So
today we have Hershey's cocoa, 100% unsweetened cocoa. Now, you're not a stevia gal, but I have some drops of vanilla stevia if you want.
Or we have Truvia.
Which is awesome.
I don't think I need that.
You got it.
I think there's going to be enough going on.
Well, put in your chocolate bits.
Oh, that'll sweeten it. Do you put it in this soup?
In, yes. In.
Okay.
In.
We're confident that we do.
How many? Give us more.
We need some chunks.
So we're going to show the audience. We're putting those
stunning
in.
Stunning gems.
Hold another layer. Wait, hold
this
it
is
going to
be a peanut butter chocolate cake.
Yeah, putting it in. I'm putting it in.
Great.
Now, Lauren, what is your beauty regimen? You're a very gorgeous gal, hounded by the press. We recently did a makeup lesson with our friend Michael Duquette.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you learn? Because I feel like
I learned so much from Michael.
What did you learn?
Shout out to Michael. So I've basically been doing the same routine for many years at this point.
Want to zap this for like a minute or two?
Is that just your idea?
Huh?
Is that your idea or is that what's supposed to happen?
We're going to
zap it. That's supposed to happen.
Look at this. You're the best person ever. You're in the best person ever mug.
I just loved how you said it. Do you want to zap this for a minute? I don't know.
Do you want to eat it well?
Let's throw it in there.
2 minutes.
Okay. Perfect.
Wow, what a fun retro looking microwave.
Thank you. Okay, so tell me, who is this Mike Duquette?
So Michael Duquette, not Mike.
Michael, excuse me.
He's our makeup artist who we love, and he's done us for many events. And
Arden, is everything okay?
I know, there's a lot of beeping happening over there.
It doesn't seem to know how to do more than like 10 seconds at a time.
We'll just restart it. I think it might know how.
We'll see.
Okay,
I don't know how.
So Michael is an amazing makeup artist.
Yes.
And we had a makeup lesson with him.
We did.
And it was so great because I think, you know, if you wear makeup every day, you tend to kind of get in the same routine.
That's right.
And it's just easy. You kind of slap it on.
That's right.
I learned a lot of tips.
What did you learn?
Yeah,
what
were
they? Also, like, the style changes over the years.
Yeah.
Tips change. Things happen.
People do more contouring now.
One thing he taught me that I loved was to put on your highlighter here before your foundation.
She's pointing. If you're just listening at home, it's a cheekbone area.
It's like your
highlighter before like foundation.
And do you use a liquid highlighter?
Put the foundation over it, so there's like actually a pop happening. I don't have it on right now. So
I have it on, and you sort of push it in with your fingers. Push it in,
and it creates a great line here. Now I don't have it on right now.
I
so
do.
Don't judge
I have it
videos.
On. I have it on.
I did a half version of what he taught us, but he also was teaching me about shading my eyelid area in the what do you call it?
The crease,
and then doing another color on top.
So
I just
you
never
do
eyeshadow.
But it's the darker in the crease.
I always just do like one color.
So he had us do the darker in the crease and then the lighter kind of up on the brow bone.
Which I have
and then down
here,
below.
And then I have on an eyeliner on top.
It
of
does
that.
Look fantastic.
And then he also had us, push the foundation in and use a face oil rather than a moisturizer. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also a mnemonic device to remember the order of.
You're kidding.
Operations.
What is it?
Ohms.
What is it?
Oil. Moisturizer, sunscreen.
That's just for. Why do you put oil on?
Because you gotta keep
hydration.
It high, hot,
got it.
Tight.
You want the glow. You want the glow.
And then he also taught us to put the bronzer at the end, and you can. And we also use the same brush for everything. So that was interesting because I felt like you had to just have like 1,000 brushes.
I've been bouncing around with brushes. I haven't. done that, but I like it.
And that you come down and you put a little bit of, because now the Instagram look, the TikTok look is a little more like, there's a little more contour. So there's a little bit of bronzer up by the hairline and then coming down sort of the cheekbone, like under.
My tree is
the
done.
The cake is ready. Should be ready.
I feel like it's ready.
I think it is. Should be careful. It might be really hot.
This better be good.
This looks good. I see that. I see the chai. Now let's stir it.
Do you see the uncut gems? Okay, so it's a cake texture?
It's like a pudding.
Okay.
It's like a molten lava cake.
I'm very excited. Now, did you make up this recipe?
We did.
Sort of, yeah. Okay. I mean, 100% yes.
Because we're vain and
did Coco make it in there?
No.
We could put some in now. Let's stir it in. No, we don't listen to our guests.
I said I wanted a chocolate.
She did. We didn't. Let's stir it.
That's okay.
We don't listen to our guests.
That's okay.
It's going to be now.
Wow, it looks really good.
Right?
By the way, you want a little vanilla stevia. Let's put a drop in.
Oh, God.
No, she doesn't. Honestly,
I think I could get myself in front of the TV.
One little drop.
She doesn't want it.
Because it's not going to be sweet enough.
Well, let me test
that and be sure.
No.
You don't want me to have a bad first taste.
Be careful. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. We also eat it with you.
Okay, good.
I want it sweeter, but that's just me. I'm a monster.
I think we shouldn't put egg in it anymore.
That's not the egg. No, I think that's the...
Because I think it just scrambles the egg.
No, that makes it protein-y. Here we go.
No, I don't think we should do that egg anymore.
I don't think this is very good. And I don't know if your previous guests did the one.
Our previous guests liked it.
They had the sweet one.
What it tastes like to me...
Go ahead. I think we did it wrong.
No, try it with a sweetener. It
tastes like a sweet potato.
Try it with a sweetener.
But what's wrong with that?
Well, it shouldn't be that.
You're right.
I think it tastes better with the vanilla stevia.
I'm going to get some chocolate in my bite.
Next time I'm not going to do the egg, and I might have put too much pumpkin in this one.
You put a lot of pumpkin. It's better with a sweetener.
I'm not getting any peanut butter.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I love it.
Honestly, Anna, I know, wants some. Anna, get a spoon. I know you want some.
I mean, look, I honestly will just tell you, you don't need to try it. I don't mean to be rude. Oh,
no, you're wrong.
You don't?
What are you talking about? You're wrong.
Then what do you mean to be?
It's not enough. It's too much pumpkin.
It's too much pumpkin.
It's not enough peanut butter. Anna, get a spoon. Anna wants
Everyone
some.
Has to try it. I'm
going
to have a
one.
Couple.
Go grab one inside.
You guys are great. I love you guys.
Thanks.
That's just not my favorite dessert.
Anna, you can use my spoon.
I'll be honest.
Like, you saw how you made it, right?
You want to know what it is. I do get a little out
get
of
in
body.
There. Get in there.
Do you know what I mean?
I saw that. When you get wild. You get wild.
Well, and all of a sudden when people are seeing it, mm-hmm. I'm like...
Anna likes it.
Anna?
It's too much pumpkin? What's wrong with it? Not enough peanut butter.
I can see the powder of the peanut butter in there.
Yeah, I didn't mix it enough.
You didn't mix it.
I got too excited.
Let's put more peanut butter in.
Yeah. No, I think we should call it...
Use her spoon.
I think we should just call it.
I'm putting more peanut butter.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to help.
Okay, wait.
And I think it doesn't help that the egg got scrambled.
Like I had full egg whites.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's good.
Arden never eats sweets, though.
No.
So she's basically just going like, it has sugar.
True. Okay,
ready? I'm not even eating the sugar. I'm just eating the peanut butter.
Okay, let's see if mine.
Now, the extra peanut butter
if
made
I
it better.
If I put this alone.
That's good.
In a cup.
Just put it in with water and mix
with
it.
With water and then some chocolate.
Yes.
That's a good snack.
And if you just put that with water and put little mm-hmm. chocolates in it and microwave it,
that's
it's
better.
Delicious.
That's better. Any more peanut butter?
No, I got some.
That's good.
There's a powder.
All right.
Whoa, Anna, you're trying
that
it on this.
Really
well.
I mean, that's good. This
does anybody want some Unreal?
Yes, for sure.
This isn't our best work.
I thought that went really well.
I actually thought it was delicious.
Me too.
Lauren, here's our final question for you. What's your morning routine? You wake up. What are you doing? Give us your first hour of life.
My morning routine is I'm dead asleep.
Yeah.
I hear my child crying.
Yes.
Or saying hi.
Yeah.
So you're
the other
still
room.
With the baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's in the other room.
She got rid of her.
No, I didn't know.
No, she's in the other room. But I can hear her going, hi. She's awake.
So, sweet. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn off her white noise machine from my phone.
Cute.
Kind of give her an awareness that someone's going to come soon, but it might not be just this second.
I like
so
hi. That's a cute way to wake up.
And then I go in her room and I get her out of bed and I get her dressed and get her some milk and get her all ready. And then I slop around in my pajamas for a while and think that I'm like disgusting. And then at a certain point I go, I should take care of myself. And I put on my clothes, and then I'll make us both breakfast, and we have the same breakfast pretty much every day. We each have a scrambled egg. And we each have a
piece
of...
And you didn't like this?
I'm going to say, you got a little snotty about eggs.
And we each have a scrambled egg, and we each have a piece of toast, and we have fruit. And that's always it. That's the first couple hours.
How long into the day are we now?
We're talking, that's 8:30.
Okay. How much time do we wake up?
We wake up at 7, maybe a little earlier.
This is healthy living.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard sometimes.
It takes me like 3 hours to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going anywhere yet.
No,
and I don't even look good. It's not even like 3 hours and I look good. I'm like 3 hours and I'm out looking and I'm a mess.
The earliest we usually leave the house would be 9:30. And then we'll go meet someone at 10 o'clock or go do
activity. That makes me feel better that other people need as long as I need.
Oh, yeah. It's a slow process.
I sometimes just have to really, really make sure the sun hits my face every day. That is sometimes... Because sometimes I
would
just,
not
like, go
do
straight
that,
to my car.
Honestly... Excuse me, I hate no people with misophonia. I hate what I'm doing right now.
No, they love it.
If I didn't have her as a giving me a guilt trip of getting outside, it would be a lot harder for me to get outside.
Honestly, us playing tennis, Brian and I took up tennis. I played it this morning. Tennis has been good for me to get sunlight in my eyes because I get a little weird.
I love that you guys have tennis. I wish that I would play tennis so that I could be part of it because I'm jealous, but I don't really want to play tennis.
Anna plays tennis.
Yeah.
Anna plays tennis.
But I want you all to have your thing, and I think that's fine.
Lauren, I both... love you, and also am so hurt.
Yeah,
I'm so hurt too.
I knew something bad was coming.
I'm also
by
really
situation.
Hurt.
But
so
I gotta
hurt.
Say,
by the pumpkin,
you're truly like one of the top funniest people in the world.
Oh, I think the same. I'm so happy
so
to be here. You guys are my favorite,
Lauren. So we love you. You're such a good. Can I serenade you?
Sure.
Your friendship means a lot to me. I consider you top of the heap. I'm gonna leave my shoes to you, even though you've got bigger feet than me. Oh. I love when we go on trips, and I keep you awake late at night, and we put on face masks and Google sometimes people that have caused us spite.
What a good song.
Thank you.
Lauren.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
I'm not snoring.
Whoa.
When I'm imploring you to know. You're the girl for me.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You're the one. That peas.
That's true.
Thank you for your money and your words.
I lent Brian $500,000 last year.
Lauren,
I don't think I'm going to get back. I feel fine about it.
Lauren, is there anything that you would like to promote? Thank you for being our second guest.
Yeah.
Oh, this was so great. I would like to promote my podcast, Threedom.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a fun podcast.
Yes.
It's
hysterical.
Me and Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins, and we share stories from our lives, and we play a little game at the end of each episode, and it's a blast. And
did you have more fun with us, though?
Oh, duh. Those snoozers. Boy, I see them every week.
At Lauren Lapkus everywhere.
Please. Honestly, I'm only at Instagram and Facebook now because I have a public Facebook page.
Sure.
And I deleted Twitter.
Fabulous.
Because I want to be a little healthier in some small way.
I love it.
That'll do.
But
it.
I still waste my time on Instagram.
Speaking of wasting our time on Instagram, Brian and I are going to be having all sorts of fun photos because we're going to New York City.
We're going to NY the C.
We're going to be there April 14th and 15th. At April 14th, we're going to be doing No Autographs, Please.
At Union Hall.
At
That's
Union
so
Hall.
Fun.
I know.
So fun. And then April 15th, we're going to be doing my podcast, The Bachelor Podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, at the Bell House. You don't even have to watch The Bachelor to enjoy it.
Absolutely not.
Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey are going to perform at the Bell House with us, which
Fabulous. Is
huge.
That's amazing.
So get your tickets at rosepodcast.vodka, and we'll get eventually our own website.
That's
here.
That's fine. I'm comfortable.
You can do a link tree.
You can do it on my Instagram page.
This
on
is
Monday.
A Greenpeace.
Well, I gotta tell you, I've been enjoying this dessert.
I'm so
glad you guys liked it.
We can't thank you so much. We can't thank you enough for being here.
This is my pleasure.
Thank you for your
time. You. I love you guys.
Thank you for hiring a sitter.
It was a blast.
Enjoy your gift card.
I am. Yeah.
What are you
going to
get? It's $75. What are you going to get?
I could honestly
a makeup palette.
I could get shoes. I could get pants.
Spend it on something fun.
I'm going to get something fun.
Get
for
something.
Sure.
Fun.
Frivolous.
Yeah.
All right. Off to the gold mines.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
No.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
autograph there.
No autograph.
Thanks for listening to No Autographs, Please. Our producers are Anna Hosnier, Katie Levine, engineer Mark Rivers did our song. And to all the people that tweeted in, these are the actual things. If you heard a line, these are people that tweeted to us.
These are the brilliant people who knew gold when they heard it.
Chrissia Jean, Tori Bartow, at Rambling Kite, Jennifer Brown, JJB970.
I'm going to read for some of the ones Lauren said and that I said. Yeah. So Mimi 8328 at D Bird, Ryan Willison, Schmidt the Fan, Jay Blazing, Jeremy Reese Horseman, Bronte Rose 69, This Me There at Jay Cozy.
I've got Lacey Fallen Bastard, David Messiah Monkey, Sarah IDH, Mrs. Ale Lo Russo,
Poo Poo PP 68. Nope.
At Ponfed,
Lucy Flawless, Katie Lutze, who did the iconic Oysters line, the fabulous Timberly Hill, the one and only,
Babery Creative, Tori Fields, Kem Holster,
Courtney Cat 615, Next Time Mad Men, Ollie Barter, and Marl Sparkly, Drew Wastoid, and McGonagall 2020.
And Rivka Reyes for the giving me the male name. Oh, no, the female, the name.
Right. And I don't remember who sent me the male name, I'll be honest.
Okay, I love it.
I have so many appointments.
So keep them coming. You can email us at napspod1@gmail.com or
always DM us or comment on our
Twitter
post.
Or Instagram to send us your one line so we can use them.
Please.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.